This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, agencies need to show a bit more urgency when it comes to cybersecurity. An investigation reveals some startling findings about one of the Navy's top leaders. And what can the Bureau of Prisons do to address workforce shortages? These stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Eric White. The Government Accountability Office says agencies need to move with more urgency on cybersecurity. GAO says the SolarWinds hack demonstrates the vulnerabilities that keep cybersecurity on the high-risk list. One step GAO recommends toward resolving this is filling the new National Cyber Director position created in January, but existing risks go far beyond that. GAO made 145 recommendations to agencies around supply chain management alone. More than 25 transparency-focused organizations sent Congress a list of defense programs that they deem wasteful. Eliminating or downsizing the programs could save the Pentagon $80 billion, according to the groups like the Project on Government Oversight and the Center for International Policy. The list includes canceling future F-35 purchases. The groups say the F-35 is flawed and has been a sinkhole for defense funds. Another option is to cancel the B-1 bomber, which could save nearly $2 billion. The Pentagon has failed to address its sexual assault problem for decades. A new commission thinks it will actually create some change. Federal News Network's Scott Massioni has more.
Lynn Rosenthal, who's leading the Pentagon's Commission on Sexual Assault, says she wants this to be the last commission on sexual assault. The military's been given hundreds of recommendations over the years, but the sexual assault epidemic continues to worsen. Rosenthal says this commission brings something new.
We'll be asking what hasn't been tried, what happens in civilian society that is a best practice that we could try on the military side.
The commission's 13 members will submit their report in the coming months. Scott Massioni, Federal News Network.
An investigation finds the Navy's former top auditor spent more than two decades sexually harassing female subordinates. Federal News Network's Jared Serbu has more on that.
The Pentagon's Inspector General found Ronnie Booth, the Navy's former Auditor General, engaged in what the IG called a pervasive and egregious pattern of harassment. Investigators concluded he targeted at least a dozen female subordinates and asked for sexual favors from at least four of them in exchange for helping their careers. Booth denies the charges. He retired in late 2019, shortly after the investigation began. Jared Serbu, Federal News Network.
A very brief bill to reform GSA's leasing and purchasing guidelines returns to the Senate. James Lankford of Oklahoma reintroduces a bill which he says will save the federal government money on leasing and encourages the General Services Administration to shift from lease to own properties when it's cheaper. Lankford says GSA is currently not allowed to include a purchase agreement as part of a long-term lease, which could give the option to buy the building if it costs less than to keep renting. The bill is just over a page long and amends federal leasing code to give GSA that option. The Senate hears how the government can better prepare for the next national crisis. Federal News Network's Tom Temin reports.
Leadership of Business Executives for National Security presented the case for better performance in crises. Ben's CEO and retired Army General Joe Votel tells a Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee the model of the U.S. response system is fine. Execution is the problem. He called for an update to the Stafford Act, which defines national response, to include pandemics and cyber events that
would allow for a more rapid distribution and focus of resources, money, and leadership towards the problem.
I'm Tom Temin.
Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horwitz has some suggestions for how the Bureau of Prisons can address its staffing challenges. He told the House Appropriations Committee that BOP should start by determining their needs at each institution rather than across the enterprise. He said BOP should then tell appropriators how much funding each institution needs to address these shortages. He added BOP should proactively plan for future vacancies rather than waiting for them to occur. The Veterans Affairs Department officially has the legal authority it needs to vaccinate all veterans and their spouses and caregivers. President Biden signed the Save Lives Act into law. Right now, VA gets about 200,000 COVID-19 doses each week, but it'll need about 600,000 weekly doses to vaccinate about 33 million people covered under the new law. Secretary Dennis McDonough says select VA medical centers will serve as pilot sites for implementing the Save Lives Act. These VA hospitals will test communication plans, staffing models, and registration models over the next month. Agencies hope to make some pandemic workforce policies permanent, and the Office of Personnel Management wants to help. We get more from Federal News Network's Nicole Grisco.
OPM is developing new guidance on telework, remote work, and other workforce flexibilities. The agency says it's reviewing current laws and regulations and best practices from agencies over the last year. OPM didn't give a timeline for the guidance, but it acknowledged the COVID-19 vaccine supply is expanding and more federal employees may receive it and look for their offices to reopen. Nicole LaGrisco, Federal News Network.
The Office of Management and Budget is rescinding an 11th-hour memo from former President Donald Trump that suspended requirements for agencies to set strategic planning goals as part of the annual budget process. OMB sets June 4th as the deadline for agencies to submit draft strategic plans and agency priority goals. OMB Acting Director Robert Fairweather says the Biden administration will fold those priorities into its 2023 budget request and the president's management agenda. $1 billion for the Technology Modernization Fund opens the door for multi-agency IT projects. Here's Federal News Network's Jory Heckman.
This is really the put up or shut up moment.
Matthew Cornelius, the executive director of the Alliance for Digital Innovation, says that's how the Biden administration should look at the new pot of money for IT modernization. It's leading 9 other industry associations calling on the TMF board to fund projects that'll fix IT problems made more urgent during the COVID-19 pandemic. Those include identity management projects to support long-term telework and secure data sharing between agencies. Jory Heckman, Federal News Network.
And the Federal Labor Relations Authority at last has someone who can prosecute unfair labor practice charges, at least on an acting basis. President Biden named Charlotte Dye as the authority's acting general counsel. She's worked for the FLRA for nearly 30 years and most recently served as deputy general counsel. The FLRA has not had a permanent general counsel for over 4 years. The two largest federal employee unions both praised the president's decision. It means the FLRA can begin to address a long backlog of pending unfair labor practice appeals and complaint recommendations. You can find more information about these stories at federalnewsnetwork.com. Search Federal Newscast. Subscribe to the Federal Newscast on Podcast One or Apple Podcasts. And stay up to date on your agency's response to the coronavirus with our coronavirus resource page. I'm Eric White.
When everyone is on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing and context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's GRAMMARLY.com/podcast. Easier said, done.